Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So, today we're going to do a tarot reading. I'm going to ask, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Oh, okay, so card just flipped over. The Seven of Cups reversed. And we have another card that flipped over. Two of Pentacles reversed. And we have a couple more cards that flipped over. So we have the Four of Swords reversed, the Emperor upright, and the Nine of Wands upright. Okay. So right away I'm getting a lot of mixed messages. Like you might be getting a lot of conflicting messages all at once, and that might be causing you to feel unbalanced at this moment. We have that Two of Pentacles reversed, that Nine of Wands upright. So I feel like if you have strong boundaries within yourself, that'll help you navigate right now. Because that Four of Swords is reversed. So I feel like maybe you haven't been taking time to meditate, time to at least like be alone and just kind of process and examine yourself and life and just really be aware, which I think is kind of causing for these forces, like that Emperor upright, I feel like these forces that are maybe within you, and maybe it's externalizing as well, like maybe it's kind of outside of you as well, but I feel like that the main things that are happening right now is there's a lot of movement. That Seven of Cups reversed was the first card that flipped over. And to me, that just kind of feels like right now you're just getting a lot of surprises, right? Like you have your story, you have events that have happened, you have things that you want to do, but right now, things are popping up in your present, and you're not sure what to make up of them. So you're kind of like, okay, is this for my better good? Is this like a memory? Should I hold on to this? Should I let it go? Like, why is it coming up? So I feel like there's a lot of questioning happening. I feel like you're kind of feeling unbalanced right now. I feel like with that Emperor card, you're maybe even feeling kind of like pushed around, like bullied by yourself. Like maybe your ego is kind of active right now, and you kind of feel without a strong foundation within yourself, within your mind, because that four of swords card to me is about, four is always about foundation, but because it's an air card and it's reversed, it's kind of like you don't feel like you're stable, like on stable ground right now. But I feel like that Nine of Wands card to me is about boundaries, right? Like maybe even though you have these thoughts coming up, you have these memories or just things that are bothering you, right? Maybe having boundaries. This could be in any way like rituals or anything that makes you feel safe, right? I'm kind of seeing that maybe doing some kind of meditations with boundary rituals would be beneficial right now. You kind of like look those up. There's lots of free resources online. You feel like that will help you actually live in this present moment, because I feel like right now you're maybe having a hard time being present. Right? And I think it's important to kind of ground down as much as possible, right? To kind of regain that feeling of balance. But I'm kind of getting the sense of like growing pains, like because you're growing, things are changing at the same time. It's kind of like you're digging into the foundation and things are going to come up, right? Like things are going to arise, you know, maybe old triggers, maybe things that you thought you had moved past. And I feel like that's kind of causing you to feel like, whoa, am I even moving forward? Am I right back where I was when I started this journey? Like, what's going on? I made all this progress, and now am I regressing? Like, what's going on? But I feel like that's just that Emperor card. The Emperor card that's kind of like trying to tell you, like, yeah, you are regressing, like you're not doing good enough, like you need to do better, but the Emperor wears no clothes, right? So it's kind of about taking back your power and being like, you know what? Okay, yes, things are coming up. I do feel a bit unbalanced, which is causing me to feel emotional. That Seven of Cups energy is just causing me to feel kind of overwhelmed, maybe. But at the same time, I feel like having the Nine of Wands upright is just such a powerful card because no matter how big your problems might seem, if they're in your mind, it's probably imaginary, right? And I know that that's kind of maybe hard to hear. Like, what do you mean my problems are imaginary? But that's kind of how anxiety works, right? It tries to protect you from the future, but it also takes away your peace from now constantly until it's assured that that future event isn't going to happen. And then when it doesn't, like, you already invested all this present time to get to that moment. And then when you build these habits, you kind of enter yourself into a sort of loop. So then when you get to that moment and then you realize, oh, I had no reason to be anxious, or yes, okay, maybe I did, then you're still reinforcing that, oh, it is worth it to give up my present peace, my present balance and inner foundation, just stability, grounded in my own body and my own feelings and my own sensations of what makes up this moment right now, right? So I feel like maybe it's important to get out of this loop, right? I'm kind of sensing that there's been like a big anxiety loop that's kind of been keeping you trapped and making you think you're not making progress, that you're not moving forward, that you're not advancing, that you're not growing. It's kind of like a self-defeating kind of mentality right now, but I feel like because that Nine of Wands card came up, I just feel really hopeful because I feel like maybe what's happening is that your boundaries that you have worked on now need to be tweaked, right? And it doesn't mean that your boundaries were not good, right? It's kind of like putting up a fence and then being really happy that the fence is keeping that out, keeping this in, awesome. But then a storm comes, right? And then some planks fall off, or something needs to be renailed or redone or straightened out or picked up, or in some way, I kind of feel like your boundaries need to be adjusted or fixed or moved. And it doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you didn't put up strong enough boundaries. It just means, like, no, like, storms happen, things happen. Adjustments always need to be made, and it's okay to adapt. And at the same time, it's okay for your needs to change, right? So as your needs change, as you're changing, your boundaries are also changing. Your boundaries are not this constant thing that's never going to change, right? Because our boundaries are changing with us. Like, what's okay right now might not be okay with us tomorrow, might not be okay with, you know, like, we're not bad people for changing our boundaries or for even failing to realize, like, oh, like, my boundaries were really good, but now this happened and I realized that I'd like my boundaries even closer to me now, like even more protective. And maybe what was okay yesterday is not okay today, and that's fine, right? So I kind of sense like that there's a lot of like air energy right now, right? So we entered Gemini season a few days ago, and to me that's a really strong air sign, right? Like, things are coming and going and coming and going. So it kind of feels like there isn't enough quickness, enough time to grasp what we need to grasp, and then when we grasp it, it slips out anyway, and then something else comes back in. So it's kind of hard to make sense of these things right now. And I feel like that's what's causing this kind of unbalanced feeling. And we're still in Mercury retrograde. So I kind of feel like right now it's just a time where our communication with ourselves, I feel like, is starting to shift. And maybe you've already started to notice it, right? Like, maybe your needs day to day have changed. Like, what has been really constant for you these last few months? In these past few weeks, you've kind of started to feel maybe like, you know what? I don't like to do these rituals in this way. I'd like to do it this way, or at this time, or I'd like to take this away, or I'd like to add this in, or I need more time with this. Like, so I feel like it's okay to reshuffle things and to maybe just like observe things as they pop up, but not give them the power to overrule your life, to just control this moment, to just zap you away and suck away your energy. You know, like, you are worth so much more than that. So let me pull some more cards. Okay, so we've got the Knight of Swords reversed, and we've got the Four of Wands reversed. So see that four energy being reversed to me is just about not feeling like you have strong enough foundations to hold on to or something. I'm kind of getting this image of like a foundation, and then you're kind of like holding on to it with both of your hands through these loops attached to the foundation, but the rest of your body's kind of being like blown away by this strong like tornado like wind, right? Like you're kind of trying to hold on. You're like, I don't know, like if this is going to hold, like what do I need to do to get my feet back on the ground, right? So like what's going on right now, right? So I kind of feel like with that Knight of Swords energy, to me, that's just about ideas, right? Like ideas are coming in. This could be letters. This could be media. This could be things you're reading. This could just be you writing. So a lot of communication is happening right now. But realize that not all of it is necessary for your growth. So maybe a good way to kind of set boundaries for yourself and to only invite in that which is for your highest good, is to kind of set that intention for your day, to start your day and set an intention in whatever feels good for you in a way that sends the message across of, you know what, I only want that which is for my highest good to communicate with me today. I only want to receive that energy, and everything else is uninvited. Everything else I do not welcome. And just in your own way, kind of set up these rituals where you feel protected, where you feel like things that are coming in aren't just kind of like knocking you off balance, right? Now you're able to kind of set an energetic boundary so that you only invite in that which is for your highest good. And so when things come in, now you feel more safe because you set that boundary already. So now you can kind of have that energy to assess like, hey, is this good for me or not? And if it is, then awesome, great. And if it's not, then it's like, okay, well, what's going on that I'm maybe attracting this, that I may be fueling this subconsciously, right? So it's kind of about doing that work, right? Kind of being patient with yourself and maybe feeling, I'm kind of getting the sense of like, maybe feeling this sense of foundation even without the foundation yet in place, right? So even as it feels like the foundation is falling apart, maybe realizing that eventually it will fall together, but maybe there is, I feel like there's a gift here, right? Like feeling like you have a foundation even when you don't could be the start of a new foundation, right? Just kind of maybe like toy with that idea, right? Like how can you feel balance when you don't? How can you feel safe when you don't? How can you feel peaceful when you feel anxious? Like how can you kind of take back that power? Yeah, I'm kind of sensing that meditation is really going to help with this, right? Or maybe a guided meditation. And then we have that Four of Wands reversed. So to me, this also, because it's a four card and it's a fire card, to me, this kind of feels like social events, social interactions, that maybe you feel called to do those right now. Maybe you kind of feel like there's a search for community. Like, hey, does anybody else feel like me? Is anybody else thinking about this? Or are we going about our day to day? Like, is it just me? Like, what's going on, right? So I'm kind of sensing that whatever you feel called to right now, this could be taking a class or a workshop or just going outside or just kind of, I feel like because you're changing so quickly, your social life is also being affected, right? What maybe fulfilled you before doesn't right now. And it's okay to examine that. It's okay to kind of make small changes, like just add in an hour of your day of socializing in some way or form, maybe being around people in some way, maybe taking a class that's been interesting you in some way, maybe just looking up like what's going on where you are right now, like what's happening, you know, just kind of, if you feel that spur to be around people, to find community, I feel like it's important to kind of start to just plant the question in your mind, like, what does community look like to me? What will be fulfilling for me? Where would I like to be? Who would I like to be surrounded by? What kind of ideas would I like to invite into my life? Where are the people whose ideas I would value? Like, what's going on, right? Just, even though you don't have the answers, just by asking the question to the universe, you'll start to get clues. You'll start to get these inklings, these pulls, right, that'll take you places. So I'm kind of sensing that, yeah, a lot's going on right now, right? So I feel like just being patient with yourself and realizing, like, you know what, it's fine. I don't need to know everything right now. And things are shifting and changing. And yeah, maybe things are falling apart. Maybe things that were working before aren't working now, but it's okay. It's all a work in progress. Just kind of, this is a time for ideas, right? Allow for the ideas of what could be to kind of come in, right? Or even just use your imagination. I feel like imagination is such an underrated tool, but it's something that we had when we were children, right? When we were young, it was just a given. Like, we just use our imagination. Like, let's play make believe, let's do this. So I feel like right now is a good time to do that because things aren't solidified right now. It kind of feels like they had been solidified and then they kind of boof, broke apart, right? And now we're like, oh my gosh, the pieces, like all my hard work, what's going on? But I feel like, yes, it's okay to feel that. At the same time, it's important to work with what you've got, right? Like, don't focus on what you've lost, in quotations, focus on what you have. And I feel like with that reframing of your mind, you'll become more empowered to really create the life that you want. Use your imagination, use your inklings, use these clues, right? Kind of what's spiking your curiosity right now, right? Like, what ideas feed you? And why not move forward with these things, right? Like, what's kind of stopping you from really living your best life right now with what you have? Is it an imaginary future event that could maybe or maybe not happen? Is it the past that's tormenting you? Like, what's going on? And also, in what way do we give footing for these mental events to happen and then live with us, essentially, right? So, like, how do we remove that footing? Like, what's going on that we're on some level inviting that in or even okay with it, even though we don't like it? Like, how did we find ourselves in these loops where they're toxic for us, but in some way they also feel safe, right? So I feel like right now, just kind of being curious about what's going on? What's happening? Why does this keep coming up? Well, what is this? How do I, so I feel like just kind of being curious is really important right now. And on the back, we have the Seven of Pentacles reversed. So I feel like be patient with your money, right? Don't be, and I feel like maybe you already are, right? But I feel like whenever we look for these ideas, we're, yes, invest in yourself, right? Invest in your health, invest in your life, invest in yourself, right? But just kind of be patient in the way that you invest, right? I feel like sometimes it's easy to kind of get like buyer happy and we start to think, oh, this is gonna fix me. Oh, this is gonna fix me. This is gonna fix me. So then we just kind of start spending, or we just start thinking like my attention, time, energy, resources are worth this because it promises to fix me, right? So I feel like because it's reversed, you have all the power to invest in yourself, and it doesn't have to be a big expenditure from your life, right? I feel like you have all the tools, and I'm thinking right now of like libraries, I'm thinking of like free workshops, I'm thinking of trails in nature, just kind of thinking of ways that we can build community that don't cost us, right? Because I kind of feel like there's this idea of when we spend, we get something like it feels like it's a band-aid, right? Like sometimes we want things to not hurt so much, so we think, well, let me pay so I can get access to this place where everyone seems happy. And yes, there are many times when that is the right move. I'm not saying that it's not, but I'm just saying be patient in the way that you invest, right? Not everything. I don't know, that's the big message I'm getting. Like, just be patient in the way that you invest. And that's going to look different for everybody. If you're listening to this, like, remember that this is different for everybody, right? This could be, just realize that there's a lot of free resources for you. And I feel like the big message with that is invest in yourself in ways that are going to be long-term healthy for you, right? And I'm seeing this as habits. I'm seeing this as new loops that are healthy for you because we've been caught up in so much holding on. I feel like right now is a time to also like let go of a lot, actually, like let go of a lot. At the same time, have an outstretched hand for, okay, I'm ready to receive that which is for my highest good, and then see what happens, see what comes up, right? And then see what actually feels right for you. Yeah. I don't want to send like a bad message of spending is bad, no, but just kind of pause, right? Because I'm getting this image of like sometimes when we go shopping, we get that shopper's high. We think, oh my gosh, let me go to this store, let me get all of this, let me get, so like maybe be wary of shopper's high, like maybe, you know, like do invest in yourself, but realize that the work that really truly needs to happen is within yourself. And I think in seeking community, right? I feel like right now you're kind of in this way of like, what will fulfill you? What will bring you that peace that you've been searching for? And how can you be more present? Right? And just be patient. I feel like there is no quick fix for anything right now. Like that's kind of, I mean, and I feel like you might be getting glimpses of this peace that you've been looking for, but just know that there is no like quick fix. I feel like that's the message. Like, don't think like, oh, if I do this, I'll be better. Like I'll get past this period. I'll be okay. It's like, no, it's kind of, it's deeper. It's like soul work. Right? Work on what your soul is telling you and what your body is telling you too, right? I feel like your body is the vehicle through which we navigate Earth, through which we interact with life. And I feel like your body at this time can be communicating with you, right? About its needs or changes that it would crave, or yeah, I feel like our body is really connected to Earth and its cycles. So I feel like right now you might be getting messages from your body to attend to, right? And maybe make sure that your investments are aligned with your truth right now, right? Like just taking care of yourself, your body, what you're ingesting, what you're consuming in every single level, right? So yeah. You've got this. I know things might feel unstable right now, but things are also falling into place, even though they don't feel like it. And just be patient with yourself and nurturing yourself and taking care of yourself. I think that's what's important right now. Because, yeah, a lot of cards are reversed. Pretty much every card is reversed besides the Emperor and the Nine of Wands. Which I feel is just really interesting. It just feels like everything is up in the air. It kind of feels like we're being juggled. Like we're in the air, we're falling, we're going up, we're falling, we're going up. I don't think that. Yeah. But I feel like boundaries are really important. And boundaries are going to be your way to get out of this emperor mentality. Because I feel like that emperor is just being really mean to you right now. It's kind of telling you like, no, you've messed up, you did something wrong if this is how you feel right now, otherwise you would feel good. And I feel like there might be like a compare and contrast with other people, like they look fine, you're not fine, why is that? Because you messed up, right? So I kind of feel like having boundaries with that emperor is going to be really important. How do you stop your negative self-talk? Right? And I feel like it's also important right now to focus on ways that you have grown for the better. Like the habits that you form that are good for you, like the new loops that you've entered. I kind of feel like maybe you've reached some achievements at this point in life, like any personal celebrations that are underway because of accomplishments you've done, like do those, right? Love on yourself. I feel like you have changed for the better in ways that you don't give yourself enough credit for. And it's important to really just kind of zoom out of your life a little bit and see, okay, what year did I start this? What year did I stop this? What time is it right now? What date? Okay, what's going on? Like, how much have I done this past month? How much have I done this year? How much have I done this whole last year, right? So like, kind of look back at your life and see what ways you've grown in, what habits you've established that are good for you. Give yourself credit where it's due. Right? I kind of feel like that's how you start to reclaim your boundaries. Yeah. You've got this. It's just this intense air energy right now. A lot of movement happening. Yeah. On the back, I'm seeing the Two of Cups upright. A lot of self-love. Self-relationship building. And I feel like that's kind of what we need to work on right now. because we've been so busy kind of beating ourselves up for feeling how we feel. And that's not really helping us. Like, we're on our own team, right? Like, if you're not on your team, like, who are you, right? Like, you're not the emperor. Like, you deserve to feel loved. You deserve to feel celebrated. Like, you deserve to feel good even when things don't feel stable. Like, you deserve all the love that you are seeking, right? So I kind of feel like right now maybe it's time to really get on the vibration, on the frequency that you're at right now, right? I kind of feel like you've been in one place, but the rest of you has been somewhere else, maybe scattered through like different frequencies, right? So I kind of feel like right now is the time to align and find yourself where you are outside of all of these other things going on. Like, where are you right now? And what do you need right now? So, yeah, what ways can you show yourself self-love? How can you better take care of yourself? How can you be kind to yourself? So, yeah, thank you. And thank you for showing up today and for being here. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.